Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Suicidal Empathy: Dying to Be Kind by Gad Saad is a provocative work of cultural criticism that applies evolutionary psychology to contemporary political and moral debates. Saad, known for linking public controversies to behavioral science and ideological contagion, argues that empathy can become destructive when it is detached from judgment, consequences, and obligations to one's own community. The book does not reject empathy as a human capacity. Its central claim is that misdirected or excessive empathy can produce policies and norms that protect harmful actors, weaken social boundaries, and undermine institutional confidence. Its subject matter places it at the intersection of political philosophy, psychology, social policy, and anti-woke commentary. The purpose is diagnostic and polemical to name a pattern Saad sees across Western societies, explain why it appeals emotionally, and warn that compassion without discrimination can become a civilizational liability rather than a virtue. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, suicidal empathy as compassion detached from consequence. The core concept of the book is suicidal empathy, which Saad presents as empathy that has lost its proper target and proportion. In ordinary moral life, empathy helps people notice suffering, cooperate, and restrain cruelty. Saad argues that this same trait becomes harmful when it is extended automatically to those who may threaten the safety or stability of the group, while the victims, citizens, or institutions bearing the cost receive less concern. The emphasis is not simply that people are too kind, but that emotional concern can be allocated in a way that reverses moral responsibility. A criminal may be viewed mainly through disadvantage, trauma, or social context, while the injured party is treated as an afterthought. An unlawful migrant may receive symbolic priority over citizens with stronger reciprocal claims on the state. Saad frames this as a failure of moral calibration. Empathy, in this view, must be guided by judgment about agency, risk, obligation, and long-term effects. Without those filters, kindness can reward the very behaviors that make social trust harder to maintain. Secondly, evolutionary psychology explains why a useful trait can misfire. Saad uses an evolutionary psychology lens to argue that empathy is not an abstract moral ornament, but an evolved psychological capacity with adaptive functions. Human beings survived in groups by caring for kin, forming alliances, detecting need, and restraining purely selfish impulses. The book extends this logic by asking what happens when an adaptive trait operates in social environments very different from those in which it evolved. Large, media-saturated societies expose people to distant suffering, symbolic victim categories, and emotionally charged narratives that can trigger concern without giving citizens the information needed to judge consequences. Saad links this to his broader work on idea pathogens, suggesting that moral emotions can be hijacked by ideological systems that reward public displays of compassion more than practical outcomes. The mechanism matters because his argument is not only political. He claims that a psychological system designed to promote cohesion can be redirected towards self-undermining norms when it is separated from boundaries, reciprocity, and threat recognition. The result is a mismatch between emotional impulse and collective survival. Thirdly, moral inversion in crime, immigration, and public order debates. A major application of the book is Saad's analysis of what he sees as moral inversion in public policy. He argues that Western institutions increasingly treat enforcement, punishment, and boundary setting as forms of cruelty, while treating leniency as proof of virtue. In criminal justice debates, this can appear as heightened concern for offenders and reduced attention to victims or public safety. In immigration debates, it can appear as moral suspicion toward borders and national preference, even when the state has direct obligations to citizens. In public order debates, it can appear as reluctance to confront disorder, addiction, or antisocial conduct, because doing so may seem insufficiently compassionate. Saad does not present these examples as isolated policy disagreements. He treats them as symptoms of a deeper moral pattern in which vulnerability becomes a status that overrides responsibility. The reasoning is concrete. If institutions remove consequences in order to avoid appearing harsh, they may encourage further harm, weaken deterrence, and shift costs onto law-abiding people who did not consent to bear them. Fourthly, civilizational boundaries as a condition of durable compassion. The book connects empathy to the survival of liberal democratic civilization by arguing that compassion depends on the maintenance of order, trust, and defensible boundaries. Saad contends that a society cannot remain humane if it refuses to distinguish between members and outsiders, victims and perpetrators, peaceful dissent and hostile subversion, or need and entitlement. This is one of the more controversial parts of the argument because it treats boundary setting not as a regrettable exception to compassion, but as one of its prerequisites. A community that cannot protect its citizens, enforce laws, or preserve shared norms may eventually lose the institutional capacity to help anyone effectively. Sa'ad also suggests that rival political actors and authoritarian adversaries can exploit Western moral sensitivities by encouraging internal division, guilt, and paralysis. Whether readers accept that geopolitical framing or not, the underlying claim is that compassion has strategic conditions. A society must decide whom it is responsible for, what conduct it will tolerate, and how it will balance humanitarian impulse against security, continuity, and civic reciprocity. Lastly, rational compassion is the alternative to emotional exhibition, although the book is often discussed as an attack on empathy. Its more precise alternative is not indifference, but rational compassion. Sa'ad argues that moral seriousness requires asking whether an action actually reduces harm, protects the innocent, and preserves the conditions for future cooperation. This differs from performative empathy, where the immediate emotional display becomes more important than the outcome. Rational compassion may still support aid, reform, mercy, and protection of vulnerable people, but it does so with attention to incentives and trade-offs. For example, helping the homeless may require treatment, public order rules, and institutional responsibility rather than mere tolerance of unsafe conditions. Criminal justice reform may require fairness without erasing culpability. Immigration policy may recognize human need while also defending legal process and national capacity. The book stands in conversation with broader critiques of empathy that distinguish feeling another person's pain from making sound moral decisions. Sa'ad's contribution is to place that distinction inside a wider political diagnosis of Western elite culture, social prestige, and institutional risk aversion. In conclusion, suicidal empathy is best suited to readers interested in cultural criticism, evolutionary psychology, public policy, and debates over the moral direction of Western liberal societies. Readers who already follow arguments about woke politics, institutional decline, border enforcement, criminal justice, or elite moral signaling will find a compact framework for connecting those issues under one concept. The practical benefit is not a policy manual, but a diagnostic vocabulary. It encourages readers to ask who receives empathy, who pays the cost, what incentives are created, and whether compassion is being measured by intention or outcome. The intellectual benefit is its insistence that empathy should be treated as a powerful but fallible psychological tool, not as an unquestionable moral trump card. Compared with similar books that attack progressive ideology in broad terms, Sa'ad's book stands out by making one moral emotion the organizing principle of the critique. Compared with more academic works skeptical of empathy, it is more polemical, culturally specific, and focused on civilizational risk. Readers should approach it as an argument to evaluate rather than a neutral survey. But its central distinction between humane concern and self-undermining moral miscalibration gives it a clear place in contemporary debates. If you would like to support Gad Sa'ad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.